Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about a wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, dare I say, great gem of a movie called Sin the Movie.
Yeah. So this week's was my choice. And as I mentioned in Discord, and last episode, actually, I chose this work of art, this modern marvel of a masterpiece, because of the review. Now, if I can verbatim read the review, give me 1 second to pull this up, because I am just amazing with doing this just, you know, right when it's necessary.
Of course.
Nobody's watched this. At the time of recording, this was said 12 days ago. Nobody's watched this? How can this be? The comment responding to that is, laugh my effing butt off, saved me some time. I'm assuming so nobody could watch it. And then somebody watched this. So the original commenter watched it and, oh yeah, it really is that bad. And I saw that and I'm like, okay. This is our 2-year anniversary. It's got to be something special. This is our 2-year, God, 2 years.
2 years.
104th video. Well, 104th show. Yeah. 2 year. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I did this for you.
I bet you did.
Oh my goodness. This is why I wanted, this is what I envisioned us doing for the entire time. Like just picking the absolute best of the best, let's say.
Fair enough.
And having each other go, just review it. Just not even review it honestly, just so that you could be forced to watch it. Huh. And there's been a few that you've drugged through the dirt for me. So yeah.
So to start off, this is an OVA. It runs about 55 minutes long. It came out October, the year 2000. The studio for it was Phoenix Entertainment, and it's produced by ADV Films. The genres are action, sci-fi, horror, police, supernatural, and its source, of course, it's a game. I mean, like, yeah. It only makes sense with how this
is. And we found this out like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Found this out just a couple of minutes ago, just several minutes ago. And I was watching it, I was saying in Discord that it is so bad, I actually love it. It's such a great movie. I mean, like, it is so bad, I love it. It is a disaster of a movie. It's a disaster movie without it being a disaster. I mean, when I say without it being a disaster, I mean, like, you don't have a giant shark tornado barreling through the middle of the city.
But I almost felt like there should have been.
I would have loved it if there was.
That would have been appropriate. Just remember, no matter how many times you think you're going to get the answer no, you miss 100% of your shots. And what to exemplify that saying as an example, there is some stupidly wealthy multimillionaire sitting down doing whatever multimillionaires do. I'm not part of that life, so I don't know. All because he thought, hey, if I cut this styrofoam into a circle and sell it to kids as a noodle, I wonder if it'll make money. And somebody thought this was going to be a good idea.
Well, I mean, like, Activision thought it was going to be a great idea because they're the they're the ones behind it. I mean, like, to put the icing on the cake, it was hailed for being a very buggy and generic first-person shooter. So,
and it's a very buggy and generic movie as well. OVA. Because apparently, there's a series to go along with it.
Oh, no, it's another game that goes along with it. Sin Episodes, which came out a couple of years after the original game or whatever. So, I mean,
I kind of want to play it. Is that wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, like, it's on PC, so I'm sure you could play it without it, find it and play it without any problem.
This reminded me heavily of Duke Nukem. You remember that game?
I do. I mean, like, there have been a lot of remakes for it, too.
Yeah. Duke Nukem 3D has a whole special place in my heart as the very first time I could use cheats to go through any game or to any portion of the game. And it's the only game I've ever encountered that if you enter too many cheats, you don't ever get to the last level. Like, ever.
There's plenty of games that are like that. Plenty of games that are like that. But we digress. This movie art is, even if you don't really care, even for the game, or if you've never even played the game, or if even if you're not part of the whole like action sci-fi horror supernatural type thing, you should watch this, because honestly those genres are all incorrect. It is action. Yes. Is it sci-fi? Yes. Is it horror? No. Is it police? Not close. Is it supernatural? Not even. What is it? It's comedic. It's pure comedy gold without it even being. It's like they knew it was going to be bad and they just ran with it anyways.
No, that's just it. I don't think they thought it would be bad. Like,
oh no,
I'm telling you.
I'm like, saying it's like, it's almost like they thought it was going to be bad and they just ran with it anyways. But it's like at the same time, it's like, yes, no, this is going to be a great movie. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be the best movie ever.
They put massive effort into this.
Yes.
Like, you could tell whoever did this, it wasn't just a paycheck. This was a passion project. This, to someone, had meaning, and it was, they put heart into it.
They put something into it.
Yeah. But, okay, so the closest I can say is, I'm sure you've encountered this, in high school you had a project that you put your heart and soul into. You damn near bled to get this program running or to get this presentation together, and you show up and you're so proud, you're beaming. And as an adult, you just know the teacher was like, nice try, kid. I'll give you a B if you never show that to me again.
Yeah, see, that's one of the main points for me is I never did anything like that. I just showed up to class and hoped for the best.
Oh, God. And yet you still had better grades than me. I will never understand it.
I was liked, all right? I was liked.
Teacher's pet.
Hey. The teachers didn't really care for me. I mean, but whatever. Anyways, you have two main characters. You have Jennifer Armack, and then, of course, the main head honcho, the master of all, the bad mama jamma, Johnny Blade.
Oh, God, that fits so well. Oh, that fits so. The easiest way I can explain is, if you never watch this show, if you've gotten this far into our attempt at a review, the easiest way I can explain this whole movie is, pretend that an American company made this to appeal to the widest audience possible, exported, and did everything, did the vocals, did the animation, did the drawing, and then shipped it over to Japan. In Japan, they did a dub over everything. And now take someone who's studied Japanese for probably a year and have them subtitle it. And then send it back to us. That's what happened. And the subtitles were so off that I don't even know how to say it. Like, you'd have a paragraph show up. Well, that's not really a paragraph. You have two sentences pop up for about 3 seconds. Meanwhile, the dialogue lasts for about five. So you've got 3 seconds to read what they're talking about before it goes away. And they continue talking for another 6 seconds before you get another block of dialogue. And you're just like, are they, did I miss something? And it's so fast and there's so much going on that you almost have to hit the pause button or watch it again just to read what's being said.
Oh yeah. No. And what's great is because it's based off of a game, I'm assuming they took a lot of liberties in that you must have played the game, which is why you're watching this movie.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff going on there. There's a lot of dialogue or references that it's just, you're just kind of like, okay, well, that seems like a great idea to kind of elaborate on, but with a 55 minute show, I don't think that's going to quite happen.
No, and it felt like it was so much longer than 55 minutes.
Oh, it did, but it was so great. It was so great.
One of the things that I didn't understand to the very end that would have helped me massively in the beginning is our main protagonist is mostly cyborg. He looks like just a super jacked human. And what's hilarious is you see his backstory, and his dad was a lawyer who worked with the mafia, kinda.
No, his dad was like also a cop or something like that. And I mean, because you see his garb a little bit later on, like how he's dressed, and he's dressed as a police officer too. And so they're technically not police officers. They're called hardcores.
Yeah.
So what I don't get, and I'm glad you actually brought that up, while they're going up the stairs, which they bring it up like maybe about halfway, three quarters through it, they're going up the stairs. What they show happens to Johnny Blade is that dude gets taken down and almost dies from a bullet grazed to the arm. His dad dives on top of him to try and save him, and yet his dad takes more hits and is less he is least injured, and he is not dying like Johnny Blade is. Hang on, it gets better. They're like 20 feet away from two Gatling guns that popped out of a car, and what I don't get is, if with it being 20 feet away, how can the aim be that bad? Were they, I mean, like, it was basically everywhere on the stairs where they were walking up, except for them.
It looked like they were walking up or down a courthouse stair. So there's like four or five sets of stairs going up, like 10 stairs, break, 10 stairs, break, 10 stairs, break, that kind of thing. The entire place gets pepper sprayed of just a wall of bullet, and his dad somehow is able to save him, and
Johnny Blade goes down with a bullet wound to the arm, and he's dying or dead, and his dad ends up dying saying, save my son. And now he's a cyborg, which makes no sense, but whatever. I mean,
yeah, look, think about it. Like, save my son, I know he'll be a great cop one day. And now, did you notice his physique when he was shot? Mm-hmm. He looked like someone who never worked out a day in his life.
Yep.
And then you see him in a cyborg suit, and dude's got Arnold Schwarzenegger looking like some random chump with a barbell. And you're like, okay, that makes total sense. It's all metal, right? And his punches were so inconsistent that I never really understood what was going on. Because when he's mad, he'll punch a wall and a statue breaks. I'm talking like a massive statue with no damage to his hand. And you're like, okay, this is how that's going to be. All right, cool. And then he punches a monitor and the monitor does not break.
Well, it's because he doesn't want to break company property.
Well, no, he punches it again 3 minutes later and the entire wall cracks in half.
Oh, well, it's because he had to build up the momentum then. That's right. Apparently. You gotta get that arm going. All right. It's a machine. All right.
Slow build.
Here's another problem that I have, right? Yeah. He's cyborg and whatever. Dude takes three stabs through his body with gaping holes in him. 30 seconds later, those holes are nothing but skin tears, and he's walking around like it's nothing.
Advanced healing nanotechnology.
Yeah. I'm sure that's exactly what it was. Although, while he did have his body turned into a kebab, I love it. what's my name?
Yeah.
Then stabs the guy in the eye with the blade. Love it.
So bullets cannot. The bad guy we're talking about right now is like the mafia head. He comes in like 2/3 of the way in as well. A lot of stuff happens in 2/3 of the movie. They backfilled this movie so hard, which is probably why the front of it seems so slow and the back just seemed like a hodgepodge of everything being thrown in there. But this dude's got bullets that do not penetrate anywhere on this guy. And he can just thumb an antivirus thing into his forehead.
Well, he doesn't thumb it. He takes the virus glass capsule thing, tosses it in front of the guy's eye, and then stabs it into his eye with a knife. Yes. Is that all? He's, look, man, John Blade is just that awesome. All right.
Look. Yeah, and it's not like his name had any importance whatsoever prior to this.
Whoa. John Blade is important prior to the whole thing, with his name being important prior to the whole thing. All right. You don't have John Blade without John Blade. I mean,
John Blade
is John Blade.
It's Johnny.
So,
dear Lord. Yeah. He stabbed through the gut. The dude, like, what are your last words? He's like, what's my name? It's like, he never had a problem saying your name before. What's He's like, Blade. And then his arm turns into like this bionic Rambo style knife. And somehow, some way, he's able to like hack his way through the bad guy in front of him that was completely owning him before when he had bullets and firepower. But watch out for that. I don't know, Blade, that he has somehow in his body and never uses again.
Yep. No, I mean, like, he doesn't really need it. But
not with all the plot armor going around.
Dude, you don't need plot armor with a name like John Blade. All right. John Blade is the plot. That's all you need to know.
Jeez.
So you have like Jennifer Armack, that military Universal Army military intelligence officer and things like that. Like, first of all. All right, to kind of bring it back into reality, like when you first watch it at the beginning, it's like the number of tombstones that are crammed into this one area. It's like, what are they doing? They playing Tetris. They have to be playing Tetris just to fill it all up because there's no way you can navigate or walk around in there after putting a new one up. There's just no way.
It just shows how much they care about dead people, even though for the rest of the movie, people are dying left and right with literally no ceremony afterwards, no mention of these 30 people who died on the mission, like nothing.
Well, so I bring that up because I was confused a little bit at the beginning as to what was going on, because you see this guy, everyone keeps calling JC, and you find out it was Jennifer's brother who's JC. And then you find out like maybe a quarter into it that JC actually died because he goofed up and didn't listen to the colonel, aka John Blade. And so he ends up dying. And then so the military wants to take over this investigation that Hardcores is investigating. And they're saying no, as if they would have a choice if the federal government decided to come in. It's like, hey, I'm taking this over. It's like, you don't really have a choice. You can say no all you want. They'll just march people in there and just physically take the computers and be like, all right, well, good luck doing your job now.
Insanity.
So what I don't get is another thing is she's mad at John Blade for her brother dying, right?
Yeah.
She acts like she's this hardened military intelligence, bad mamma jamma of an individual. And when it came down to it, she couldn't pull the trigger.
Do you know why?
I know why she wasn't able to pull the trigger and kill the guy. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the knife. That's the only way to kill the guy.
Her name's not Blade, so.
Exactly. I mean, like the inconsistencies and how bad this movie is, it is monumental. And what's even better is that the game, you know, when it came out, was criticized for it being buggy and having a generic gameplay. So it really just kind of goes hand in hand that the game and the movie both were bad.
Amazing.
Yeah, just great.
Amazingly bad.
Amazingly bad is a great way to say it. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, like, supposedly next year in 2021, there will be a remaster of Sin Reloaded. So,
well, are you looking for a job? Because I'm sure you can do a much better job than they do.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to touch it. I want them to release that beautiful gold.
Man, I don't know. I've got so much to say and so little desire to say it. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Like, I was trying really hard, but this movie was done so poorly. Just sucked. Like, I can't even say it was good in any capacity other than how bad it is. I can see this becoming a cult classic in the way that the Three Musketeers were, in the way that the movie Clue is, in the way that The Crow is, in the way that House of a Thousand Corpses is. Put to today's standards, the movies are not great. Put to today's legitimate standards, they all fall short. Maybe not House of a Thousand Corpses. That one scared me so bad that I just might be like remembering stuff that wasn't there. But I would put this on the same level that you would put The Room.
Cult classic, then. That takes years to figure out, and then
it has been 20 years.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I can't argue with it. I'm not going to argue with it.
The final bad guy looks like they copied and pasted from the game. Like, it was throbbing like you would see in a game.
Why not? My question is, why would you not want to do that? That's my thing. It's like, why would you not want to do that?
I can think of a few reasons.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you'd probably piss off current customers for hopes of new customers, given the potential that this has.
Oh, yes.
God, I wish that comedy or satire would have been in that title, because horror, no, it was horrible.
Yes, it was.
And why do they spend so much time drawing on a lacy Victoria's Secret-esque bra in the only locker scene that you have in the whole movie that has no bearing on any other part of the movie? You could take a locker scene out completely and nothing changes. Probably even save some money.
Oh, I'm sure you could. And I'm sure they would enjoy every penny they would have saved, but they didn't have the foresight to do it. All right.
Man.
So like the movie, this episode's going to be a little shorter for obvious reasons.
Hopefully, unlike the movie, the quality won't be horrible.
So,
we encourage you to watch it. At the very least, we encourage you. It's only an hour long. I've sat through worse.
We've both sat through a lot worse.
Just understand going into it, have the bar set real low. Like, laugh at all the stuff that makes no sense. And you might have even found an English version of it, so there's no need for the crappy subtitles. And I would even argue, because I want to find this dub, I would argue that the dub, the English dub, might even be better than the Japanese dub.
Oh, yes.
Because I again personally believe it originated in America. You cannot have that many stereotypes. You cannot have that many just blatant. One thing I pointed out, everything's written in English. Nothing's written in a foreign language except the subtitles sometimes. Explain that one to me. They're coding in English.
I would assume the reason why is because it's supposed to take place in an English country. So why not go through the extra effort to make sure that it's all in English instead of Japanese? I mean, like they chose chose a pretty basic name. All right. So John Blade, Jennifer, John.
MC, Matt.
Yep. Tim.
Tim. The most unique name was the sub boss bad guy. Who was what? Marcel?
Mancini.
Yeah.
Vincenzo Mancini. That was like pretty unique name. I mean, like you had
a bad guy come out of nowhere.
Well, hey, to be fair, he did not come out of nowhere. He strolled right into the building.
There was no backstory for this bad guy to be a bad guy.
He was a mafia boss. I mean, like when they did the backstory for the third time for John Blade, you found out that he was actually there killing his father and him. I like, though, I will say this before we get into the rating. I will say this. It is magic that his dad had the disc, the incriminating evidence that they were taken into the courthouse in his hand at the time of being shot to death with a Gatling gun. And it just happened to magically roll all the way down to the bottom of the stairs right at the feet of the bad guy.
Well, you know, and I know how well squares roll.
Dude, I mean, the real question is, why haven't we used them on our vehicles yet?
Oh, yeah.
So
many inconsistencies.
So much greatness. All right. So
we're going to definitely have a difference of opinion on this.
On a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this, sir?
I got to ask you to go first this time.
No. Come on.
Jeez.
Give it to me.
While it's not a goose egg, and I reserve, this is the only time I reserve the right to change my rating in the future. But as it stands, cult classic aside, it's like a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
I would recommend it to people, but only so that they know how bad it is.
That's exactly why I want to give it an 8. It is just so bad. It is great. It's like it is pure comedic gold. I love it. It's great, dude. I mean, come on, man. It is
awesome. I don't know anymore. An 8?
An 8, dude. I just want to give it an 8 just because of how bad it is. I mean, look. It's bad. There's like no getting around it. All right. It is bad. It on anime list, it has a score of 5.16.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Wow.
So
Yeah. So I went low, you went high. I should have gone lower. I was being generous. But again, like I said, I reserve the right to change it for a better score in the future, because it might grow on me. It might become a cult classic. You and I might have just started something. I doubt it, but you and I might have just started something where that now everyone's going, look at this masterpiece. It was ahead of its time. Here's what they really meant.
Yeah. Like the reason why, and the reason why I'm giving it an 8, because first off, there is no way a game based off of a movie or a movie based off of a game is going to be great. I already know it's going to be bad. But the fact that, one, it was bad. Two, it was so bad, it made it actually enjoyable. Just made it better. The fact that it just like was like, this is a cartoon disaster movie. This is an animated disaster movie. The only thing we're missing is like a volcano popping out of the middle of the city or a tornado with sharks and everything else just like coming in there. I mean,
Godzilla following all of that because it got weird. It was curious about the noise.
Yeah, it is bad. So bad that I actually really enjoyed it.
I don't.
I
don't agree, but I understand.
Hey, you know what? I'm not saying that it's a great movie. I mean, like in true, genuine quality, like if I went into this, was just like in terms of ranking, true ranking this movie on how it actually is, like it. In terms of quality, this is like a 2. In terms of plot, 2. In terms of animation, 2. Story, 2. But the fact that it was just so bad, I actually found it funny. I gotta bump it up. And it's actually something that I would watch again just for kicks and giggles. I would actually watch this again just for kicks and giggles.
I'd watch it with you, but I would need to have the English version in front of me.
And that's why I found out there was an English version. I got to find that gem. I got to find it. I have to complete my life.
I can't wait. 5 minutes into it, you call me up, and you're like, Rick, bro, listen to this. And I listen, and I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. What is it? And you're like, it's that disaster movie you hated. I couldn't live it down.
Well, the only way we'll be able to find out the truth is that if we actually can find it.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy it. Like, I'm not going to pay for it. But if it's free.
I actually want to check out the game, too. That's another reason why I'm giving it an 8, is because I actually want to check out the game. If the movie's this bad, how's the game going to be?
I hope they remaster it. Otherwise, you're going to have to buy a whole new system just to play that one game.
Oh, you can buy it on Steam.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
Can you ask what the rating is on Steam?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the rating yet, but I know you can buy it on Steam because you can also buy it on GOG, Good Old Games, as well. And you can the version on Steam is like been updated with some enhanced graphics or whatever. So they've updated it a little bit when Studio bought it too, so I don't know. Maybe it turned out great. Maybe they fixed it. Maybe it turns out better now. Maybe. Only one way for me to find out.
True. Only one way for you to find out.
And the fact that they're doing a remaster.
Don't you have to have a master before you can remaster something?
Yeah. I would call this a masterpiece of a train wreck. Yes. All right. So next week is my choice.
What redeeming model of just pure, unadulterated amazingness that we can wash our palate of this disaster movie? What you got for me?
I got a slice of life that's a comedy with you.
Okay. You know what? You know what? Maybe this is what I need.
It's called Blend S, and it came out 3 years ago in October, and it ended like just the day before Christmas. So there you go.
Oh, it's a short one.
Yeah. It's 12 episodes long.
I could work with that.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you enjoyed this week's choice or hated this week's choice or whatever you deemed worthy, feel free to let us know. Feel free to talk to us in our Discord. That's where I actually gave a lot of my first initial reactions and thoughts, was directly in our Discord channel. So I do encourage you all to come in there, talk to us, hang out, and let us know what you thought of it. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at @thoseanimeguys, featuredanimepodcast @gmail.com, featuredanimepodcast on Facebook. Also, if you watch this or listen to us on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment and don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, like, whatever, anywhere you listen to us, really helps us out a lot. And until next time, I'm Jack.
Say my name. Rick Blade. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.